welcome to the Food and Drink Show on this pretty grim grey. Compared to last week, where it was sunny and bright and lovely. And today it's a bit grim and grey.
It is still warm, though.
Oh, it's very... It's close.
And what more do you expect? You've had the Great British Summer now. You've had them 2 days. That's
it's muggy.
It's a bit mild.
My choice.
My choice.
We'll explain later. Welcome to today's show and the third and final part of the office food scenario.
What was part one?
So part one was snacks, was it?
No, I did snacks last week, so that must have been part two.
So part one was things that you shouldn't have in the office. And then today is things that are really hearty and warm that you can have in the office. Proper lunch meal.
I think he's messed up his parts here. I think
right,
this is
why
part
did you,
two.
Why did you highlight it? What's the point?
Because we like calling you out.
Yeah, donkeys, pair of you.
Yeah, this is part two.
So, well, I'll tell you who's going to make a donkey of himself today when we find out what Morgs has been to the supermarkets to buy that he thinks is suitable for an office lunch. Anyway, all that still to come on the Food and Drink Show with Lee, Phil and Morgs and more.
All that I have is all that you've given me.
Jamelia for a long time.
Was Jamelia a superstar?
I think she was something like that. Yeah, she was one of those
superstars.
Yes. She was also a pop idol-y person as well, wasn't she?
She was on the panel, wasn't she?
One of them, yeah.
Yeah, she was on the panel.
Sorry.
Right, so Morgs is off prepping the first
He's
of
gone
the dishes
cooking.
For us to taste.
He's gone cooking.
Speaking of prepping, You and I do catch up on video chats more than, like, telephone calls these days. Don't know why. But when I video called you on Monday night...
Oh, you're brutal.
What do you mean?
I know what you're doing.
What?
I know what you're doing.
Well, that's just cool. I like it.
Spit it out.
And you were in the car.
Oh, yeah, not doing what I thought you were doing.
No, you were in the car. You'd been to pick the boys up, I think, hadn't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they were... When you leave school, when you're young, you're always really hungry, aren't you? You want your tea early.
Yeah.
So I just happened to ask...
Oh, I knew you were. You're stitching me.
I just happened to ask Chickalus, young Jack, what he was having for tea. And he said, I don't know. Dad, what we having? And you said, bangers and mash, which we talked about over the weekend. You know, not had a really good bangers and mash for ages. Buttery, creamy mash, rich red onion gravy, and really good, like, Cumberland or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you went, yeah, 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 that's what we're having.
Yeah.
And for about 10 seconds,
yeah,
I thought, good lad, he's cooking, he's still got the bug for it. Until it washed over... Until it washed over me, and I said, it was just one phrase, all you haven't, have you? And you looked at me, right, and said, Henry, just grab the sausages out of the bag that's next to you.
Yep.
And he produced the ultimate insult, not just to me, but the culinary world, after everything we've spoken about and everything we've discussed about food in the past, you actually did it.
Right, so I did also tell you that I'd filled it, because obviously I'd give you a bit of stick, don't I, about your lean stuff. You always have to go that extra little bit and have to start faffing with things and la 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 la. I'm the opposite. As you well know, I'm the opposite. I like to make things as easy as possible, as simple, just and I want a nice, easy life. Cooking for me is a bit of a chore. I don't really want to do it. When I get home, it's something quick, easy, done, finished.
I get that, yeah, and I fully understand that.
Yeah, I know what you're going
to
say.
Mean to say you sacrifice and quality.
Again, that's fine. However, I get the what you're saying, but these sausages that I bought, no matter who you are, they are tasty.
The biggest component in those sausages, according to you, when you read it out, was decarbon hydrosulfate. That was the biggest percentage.
I think scientifically proven you need it in your diet.
Right. Scientifically thinking, I think you need beating to within an inch of your life with a packet of Richmond sausages. Richmond. And then, to add insult to injury,
I
said, well, it's okay. I'm sure you'll redeem yourself with the mash. Oh, no. Henry dips his hand in the bag again and brings out one of those plastic trays of pre-made mash. I mean...
Who wants to do it, though? No one can be bothered cooking, peeling and cooking potatoes. No one wants to do it.
Adding some real butter.
Get over it. You know what I mean? Good enough. Bang it on a plate. You drown it in gravy anyway. But there was no difference.
There was one redeeming feature.
Go on.
I said to you, well, at least tell me you're going to make the gravy. And whilst it could have been worse, the redeeming feature was no, because you got Fresco's finest onion gravy granules. That was the only redeeming feature.
I tell you what, we're a banging team.
Yeah, I bet it was. Anyway, we'll have words. you can possibly hear the noise of the microwave in the background. Big Phil and I have no idea what we're up for. Morgs was the perpetrator here.
Yes.
Do we get any clues?
Think back to last week when we had an option that probably wouldn't be so great for an office.
Oh, but because it's our office, you've done it.
I know what he's got.
I'm guessing a curry of some sort.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I've gone a different cut.
I've
gone fish pie.
You've gone with a fish.
Gone fish pie, me.
Oh. Right, okay. Any other clues, Morgs?
That's all you're getting for now.
Oh, really?
Hang on. Are any of us right?
Imagine if it were a fish curry.
Yes or no, innit?
Imagine if it were a fish curry, you'd be a bit stuck, wouldn't you?
Are any of us right?
I'm not telling you, you'll find out in a minute.
Here we go. Right. Gonna nip off for a second, back shortly with the first of the three office lunches.
The Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM. Sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Is your MOT due? Don't just tick the box. Ensure your vehicle's health with Ribble Valley's most trusted team at Checkered Flag Chapman. We believe an MOT is more than a legal requirement. It's a vital health check for your car. Our expert technicians treat every vehicle with the care and precision it deserves. Book your MOT with Checkered Flag today, because safety and reliability aren't just important, they're everything. Drive in, drive out, drive on with confidence. Make sure your car crosses the finish line with a Checkered Flag. Call us now on 01200 441 221.
Are you tired of sky-high housing costs? Are you ready for a change of scenery? At Three Rivers, our rural caravan park is the perfect solution for those seeking an affordable, peaceful and beautiful place to call home. Nestled in the heart of the countryside, our park offers exceptional facilities, including a cafe, swimming pool and function suite. You can even choose your own plot and specify the style of home that best suits your needs. Don't miss this opportunity to join our thriving community and enjoy the best of both worlds, the convenience of modern living with the charm and serenity of rural life. Contact us today to learn more and schedule a tour. Three Rivers, the perfect home is waiting for you.
Premier Chadburn Village Store does exactly what it says on the tin. A local convenience store run by local people that offers the cheapest 24/7 pay at the pump fuel, comprehensive range of groceries, and we're also a pay zone provider for bill payments and mobile top-ups. Open from 6 a.m. until 9 p.m. We're here when you need us.
Chapman Village Store. Open when you need us most.
Thinking of a new kitchen? From the timeless craftsmanship of an in-frame kitchen to the clean contemporary look of a modern design, you'll find them both at Ramsbottom Kitchen Company. And with 26 colours to choose from, you can give your kitchen the wow factor. Visit our showroom and let us bring your new kitchen to life with our free design and planning service. Your dream kitchen, easy as RKC. Just search Ramsbottom Kitchen Company.
Overdrive. Oh, 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 oh.
Abby.
She's ready.
Was that the noise?
Yeah, it was. Ooh. That was the ping. I'm used to that one at home.
Right, Morgs, come on. Dish the dirt.
Fish pie.
Well, we're going to have to let it stand for a minute. It'll be red hot.
Fish pie, I'm telling you, it's fish. I can smell it.
Honestly, do you reckon it is?
I am 1-0 up. This is going to be a clean sweep for me. Phil wins a food and drink show, quizzes and games again, like he always used to.
Okay.
We'll see. I'm telling you now that you can smell that as well. You know I'm right. You know I'm right, don't you? How good today on a scale of 1 to 10? Yes.
I did say mash, didn't I? And then, oh, what's the crunchy bits on top?
I haven't a clue, but it is fish pie.
Oh.
Go on, dig in.
Right, so a fish pie. To some people, this would be unacceptable, but the fish smell is not that bad, is it?
I think with fish, it usually gets worse as the day goes on.
What are you doing?
It's red hot.
Shove it in your gullet.
No, so it's too hot.
We have succulent pieces of pollock in a creamy cheddar sauce with buttery mash and a crisp cheddar cheese crumb.
Ooh.
No, I tell you what.
Is that like one of the finest range or just the regular?
That is a deluxe range indeed.
Is it?
Hey, yes. There's some chunks of fish in there, to be fair.
Yeah, pollock. Go on. Come on. What's up with you? Can it taste it?
It's a bit hot, isn't it?
It is hot. And I like how the sauce is really creamy. Morgs, any idea on what the price of this was?
Well,
no.
Yes and no. I'd have to work it out because I bought a few of these dishes.
So I'm going to try a bit
There was a multi deal on.
All right.
So
okay.
It was a bit cheaper if I bought a few of them.
What were it, like 3 for a £5?
It was 3 for £8.50.
That's not bad.
Oh, wow. So all of them are from Fresco?
They are, yes.
Right, okay.
Can we just say the word?
Well,
the
to be honest, yeah, Tesco's. Because there are other supermarkets available. But having said that, Tesco's probably the most convenient for the town centre lunch shop, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right in the centre of town. Mmm.
I'll tell you what.
That's really good.
That's all right, is that?
Mmm.
Would you have it in the office?
Yeah.
Would you accept it being made by somebody else in the office?
Yeah, because I don't think it's that stinky.
It's not that stinky. It's mostly mash you can smell, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I smelt the mash.
And I smelt the fish pie. So that's why I'm
wondering. You cheated.
No, I didn't. Why do you always have to accuse me of cheating?
Do you know what it needs? Needs a little bit of salt, doesn't it? Do you not think?
No, I'm all right with that.
Are you all right with that?
Yeah.
There you go, then. So, out of 10, what are you going to give that?
Solid 7.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go with the same, actually. I think that's a 7.
Yeah.
Right. I'm going to play a tune. This is Paul Heaton featuring Rhiann Downey. Quicksand, and then we taste it another.
He held you right down easy. The very opposite of wild and free. If you've never been swept off your feet.
Yes, the place.
This place is like quicksand. Never felt like you're going somewhere. Strange glue's got you fixed to the chair. Like a tiger cub stuck in a snare. This place is like quicksand. Birmingham's Venice, Glasgow's Detroit. Riddling's is Prague by the sea. Sunshine.
and welcome back to the Food and Drink Show on this Wednesday afternoon live here on Ribble FM, part two of our taste test today. So the fish pie, Phil gave it a 7, I gave it a 7. Morgs, I've just heard the microwave go shipping.
It has. It's just been sitting a moment, as it needs
to. But this
to.
One took a little bit longer. This was a 5-minuter.
This is something beefy, I think.
I'm thinking some sort of lasagna or pastry.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go, some pastry, pasta bakey thing.
Right, well, okay.
I need a definitive answer from you, Phil.
I'm going lasagna.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going to go, I don't know, there's too much pressure. Like a mincey pasta bake thing.
All right. A mincey pasta bake thing. That's not definitive.
All right, just
pasta
get it.
Bake with mince, get Morgan. What, starving. What do you want to put into it? I'm already
smells
under pressure.
Smells good, though. Smells good.
This better not be lasagna.
Forks at the ready. Ready your folks.
Get the fish pie off. Come on,
Morgan. We're not very well prepared here, are we?
Where are we?
Here we have
one lasagna.
Ooh, no. 8-1-8. It's 1-8.
1-1.
1-1. Yeah, it looks all right. Is this, again, from the kind of, like, special range or just a regular lasagna?
It's pretty much a regular lasagna. It's, you know, it was part of the 3 for £8.50 offer. It's minced beef simmered in a rich red wine sauce with a creamy bechamel.
That's going down your front, that. I can see it.
I can see that.
That looks like lava. That looks like lava straight out of Vesuvius.
Like a dog eating hot chips in a minute.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to try and get a bit of the pasta as well. That's going down my front.
Yeah, it is. That's going to be messy.
That is so hot, isn't it?
It's a bit...
I think you've got to think about decorum as well when you're in the office having a lunch, haven't you? Because there's pretty much a solid chance this is going down your front.
This is going everywhere. Imagine if you had a white shirt on.
And then sales manager goes, Phil, have you just got a minute, please? My office. And you go in there and got a lump of lasagna down your front.
Well, you just go and see that really important client after you've changed your shirt. Are you in for that?
I'm pleasantly surprised by that.
Oh, yeah? I'm not.
I don't think you can do pasta justice in the microwave, because the pasta bit's gone a bit chewy and rubbery, hasn't it?
Yeah. Lasagna for me as well. I quite like lasagna if it's gone a bit stodgy. I don't like it particularly wet.
You know
wet.
What? I actually agree with you on that.
Do you?
What? Yeah, I think a bit of a stodgy lasagna.
A stodgy lasagna is the way to go.
It's pretty good.
Keep going. Just need one more taste.
Oh, really? He's just going to have to try it again.
Go on.
I don't know.
Here we go.
I think the fish pie's probably the winner on this one.
I'm also impressed that he's not gone down his shirt. He's doing really well.
Do you know what? Flavours of that. I can see bits of carrot in the sauce, the mince. The actual flavour of that is really good. It's just that the pasta bit...
Is it hot?
No.
You've gone down the wrong hole.
No. Oh, my goodness. The pasta bit is really, really rubbery and chewy. And I think that's probably down to cooking it in the microwave, isn't it?
I mean, you can cook these in the oven. All of these do have the option for cooking in the oven, which may have been the better option, but we don't have an oven here. You're right there, Phil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gone down wrong hole.
Yeah. Goodness me.
Right, come on. Out of 10.
That's a 5 for me.
Really?
Yeah, that's a low one.
On flavour alone, I'm going with a 6. And it would have been an 8 if the pasta would have been... Like
really? You go that high?
Yeah, because the bechamel tastes nice on its own. Hang on, here we go, spill it.
That's going all over. Oh, he's got lucky again.
You don't know how he's doing it.
The bechamel tastes really nice. Nicely seasoned flavour. So, yeah, I'm going with a 6 on that one. Right, a little bit of Kylie up next for you on the Food and Drink Show here on Ribble FM.
But
Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Thousands of miles together. Every early start. Every late drive. When your BMW reaches 3 years old, it deserves expert care without the premium price. At Bowker BMW, our competitive service prices offer up to 40% discount on BMWs over 3 years old. Our expert technicians know your BMW inside out, and we only use genuine parts which come with a 2-year warranty. Book today. Search Bowker BMW in Blackburn or Preston.
Want that feel-good glow all year round? Visit Ribble Valley Tanning, Clitheroe's brand new luxury tanning salon. With the latest technology sunbeds, including lay down and stand up, you can tan comfortably and in total style. A stunning custom-built salon with the latest technology beds, free parking and open early till late. For opening times, visit ribblevalleytanning.co.uk. This is tanning done properly. Ribble Valley Tanning. Visit us today at Unit 3 Deanfield Drive, Link 59 Business Park, Clitheroe.
Planning an adventure? Hitching a trailer, caravan or bike rack to your vehicle? Whether it's for work or leisure, Ribble Valley Towing has you covered. Fitting a new tow bar, repairs, electrics, our experienced engineers will sort it. Expert fitting, quality accessories and an honest local service at the right price. Choose Ribble Valley Towing, Unit 20, Twinbrook Industrial Estate, Clitheroe.
Three-phase contractors, your local eco-force specialist.
How would you like to cut energy bills and upgrade your home, all for free? You could get a government-backed grant covering the full installation of solar panels, heat pumps and insulation, absolutely free. And it takes just 1 minute online to check if you qualify. Don't miss out. Visit threephasecontractors.com today. Your 1 minute eligibility check could change your home forever.
Three-phase contractors, your local
Ribble FM.
it's quite apt, that, because here the story does end. The final of our three office lunch dishes today. It looks like Morgan just burnt his thumb on whatever it is.
Yeah, I was about to say, warning, it is very hot.
Neither Phil nor I can gauge what this is from the smell, because there's very little smell. However,
it's probably cost someone real ignorance.
I think I've just got fish something pie. Out, like
I think it's noodle.
Like a katsu noodle
I
curry.
I think it's noodle, curry noodles or something like that.
Yeah, that's...
Chow mein. I'm going chow mein. Chicken chow mein.
Right. I'm going...
Where are you going?
I'm going katsu noodles.
Cool. Am I putting you out of misery?
Yes.
Yeah?
Come on.
Oh.
Here we go. This is for the win, baby.
Oh.
We are bad.
We are so bad.
One chicken tikka masala with pilau rice.
Look at that. Can you eat cardamom pods?
No.
No, they're not good for you, are they? Right, hang on, I'll spin it round. There you go, Phil. You go first. Chicken tikka masala with pilau rice. Now, looking at this from kind of like an economy point, if you were a singleton living on your own... Oh, sorry, you are. if you were a singleton living on your own, right, to get three meals for £8 that I think have been passable so far, it's not bad, is it?
Hot.
Is that hot?
I did warn you, I burnt my hand getting it out of the microwave.
Yeah. Flavour's all right, though.
I'll tell you what, that's all right, is that?
And if you're wondering why my voice was quieter earlier, it's because I couldn't get anywhere near my microphone because of Phil's huge tikka curry.
Nothing to do with my tikka curry.
That's a big tray, though, that,
so they're big
it?
Lumps of chicken as well, so it's not, they're not sat scrimping on that, are they?
Oh, that's too big.
How long did that one take, Morgs? It seems to have, seems to have come out in 3 years.
So the fish pie was 3 minutes, and the lasagna and the curry were both 5 minutes.
Oh.
Hey.
It's all right, isn't it?
Do you know what? That's actually really tasty.
Would
really?
You? So that's three acceptable, passable meals. The big question here is, would you be all right with somebody cooking those in the office?
Potentially, the curry one would have been the big threat, but I don't think so, because it doesn't smell. Well, I can't smell it. Can you?
No, I couldn't smell anything then. I couldn't smell anything from the fish pie either, so that's another...
Right, so let's give that a mark out of 10 then,
I'm
please.
I'm thinking maybe we've just got a very well-sealed microwave.
Yeah, potentially. Out of 10.
I'm going to... is that better than the fish pie?
I'm going with a 9 on that.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to... I think I'm going to plump for an 8.
That chicken tikka is absolutely delicious. Pillow rice, not interested, because the chicken's that good. I'm going to eat all the chicken. Right, back after the current single from Van Morrison. Love this. It's Cutting Corners.
Cutting corners, but I'm making do. It's no life without you. 'Cause I'm cutting corners and I'm standing still, missing you, and I always will. Holding back, keeping all the feelings deep within. Baby, baby, but I'm wondering why these feelings always seem to win.
How good's that? Van Morrison cutting corners.
You love that.
But not as good as that chicken tikka masala. I'm sorry, I can't stop banging on about that.
Three good meals, eh?
We've just had a visitor. Steve's been down. And one of the points he raised, which we've not discussed, was portion size. Now...
Well, I'd been thinking about it. It was going to be one of my questions, but I didn't get quite enough chance before Steve mentioned it.
What?
Which was, would you be happy with the size of one of those? One for lunch... Or two, even for an evening meal.
Not for an evening meal.
No, you'd be all right with that for lunch, just to put you on for tea.
Yeah, but like you said, if you emptied the contents of that... Because the chicken tikka one's two separate compartments. Rice in one side, the chicken tikka in the other. If you were to put that on a plate, it would look a little bit miserable, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, but you'd obviously, I think if you're going to have it at home as well, you'd have accompaniments with it, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
There'd be a naan bread and some barges or something.
Right, here's one for you. And I know you're going to think I'm having a go, but I'm not. If you'd have bought any of those, right, and you were at home on your own, having your tea, telly's on, would you leave them in the containers and eat them out the containers? Or would you put them on a plate?
Obviously, leave them in containers, save on washing up.
Yeah.
I'm not an idiot.
I'm sorry, even I'm with you there, Phil. They're staying in the containers.
Tina Turner reminds me of that scene from the Titanic. You all know which one, don't pretend you don't. 106.7 Ribble FM, it's the Food Show with Lee, Phil and Morgs, and that's it.
You're so loud.
I bought the meals so you guys can wash up. Thank you very much.
That's your father's job.
Thank you for joining us today. Hopefully that's given you an idea of some tasty lunches.
Absolutely.
For the office microwave. Have yourselves a great Wednesday. Yeah. We'll see you later. Ta-ra.
See you later.
Listen to your favorite interviews again.